Ian Kane is seeking the Republican Party's nomination for U.S. Senate to run against incumbent Elizabeth Warren, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Kane, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
So the first question I have is, why do you want to be a senator?
So I think there's a great opportunity not only for Massachusetts to take back its Senate seat from a person who's been largely using the seat to propel her own celebrity, but with a person that actually has experience representing people, understanding what issues matter on the ground floor and the grassroots. I've been a city councilor in Quincy for 9 years now, 5 elected terms, and I'm currently the city council president. But a person that understands the issues that can be relative to people in 351 cities and towns in Massachusetts, and build partnerships between local and state partners, bringing that perspective to the federal government.
Now, among the issues you have highlighted is the migrant crisis.
Yes. Yeah, that's the number one issue on the minds of voters across the state. I've been traveling across the state for the past 6 months. And, you know, irrespective of your political party, this is now the biggest issue. You know, Massachusetts has been now absorbing both the physical and financial burdens of the illegal immigration problem in the United States. We've got an open border in the South. We've got migrants coming into Massachusetts. And, you know, there's partially a state issue, which is we've got a right to shelter law that needs to be seriously looked at and repealed so that we're not overburdening our shelter system, which it currently is, and leaving those residents and citizens of the United States, of Massachusetts especially, behind. And that's veterans, that's poor family, single mothers who now don't have access to our shelter system because of the migrant issue.
Now, you also want to see more investment in modern infrastructure. What exactly are you looking to do there?
Yeah, so I come from a background in the energy business. I worked for an energy-focused private equity fund for a number of years when we acquired and developed power plant projects in the Middle East, North Africa, and East Asia. And over the last 5 years, I've built a technology-focused startup incubator in Quincy called Cubic Labs, where we have been helping tech founders get their businesses off the ground. And so I come with this perspective of not only the physical, you know, the hard assets, infrastructure, and that's energy, that is roadway work, that is bridges and tunnels, and actually in Massachusetts, very pertinent. Transportation system. We need a hard look and a hard partnership that will help us get our T back in line to serve the people so we can get people off those roads and, you know, start figuring out how to decongest the highways and the roads. But digital infrastructure, you know, we have to make sure that America remains competitive and Massachusetts keeps its competitive advantage with being an innovation leader. In Quincy, over the last 6 years, I've led the development of a municipal fiber optic network in order to create a competitive marketplace to drive down the cost of internet, but increase the service quality. What you found in recent years, especially during COVID times, was that people now need access to the internet. People were working and they were educating from home, and some people, unfortunately, did not have access. So we made a public policy decision saying that digital infrastructure or fiber optic networks is a public good, and that type of experience is something I look forward to bringing to the U.S. Senate.
Now, where can people go to learn more about you and your campaign?
They can go to caneforus.com. That's caneforus.com.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dan.